This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Being able to work and set money aside for big expenses may seem like a given, but for many people with disabilities, that's not an option due to a government cap of $2,000 on the amount of money someone can save while remaining eligible for government assistance. So ABLE accounts were created. Available since 2016, ABLE accounts, which stand for Achieving a Better Life Experience, allow individuals with disabilities to save for ongoing expenses without compromising their disability benefits. For the past decade, the accounts were only eligible for individuals with a disability diagnosed before age 26, but next year, that threshold will include those diagnosed before age 46, expanding access to an additional 6 million people. Indiana State Treasurer Daniel Elliott, who administers the ABLE accounts in his state, said, "The fact that it used to be that individuals could only save up to $2,000 or they could lose benefits, that was really restricting a lot of families," Elliott said. "People were forced into a position where they couldn't save for their futures. Now we're seeing average account balances of ABLE accounts between $11,000 and $12,000. Each state administers the ABLE accounts, and more eligible people can open and deposit into the accounts when the restrictions are lifted in 2026. In August, representatives from the Montana State Health Department and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's Board of Investments, the lender for state public projects, began exploring potential sites in and around Billings for a new state-run mental health facility to help ease pressures on the Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs. That facility has come under scrutiny and has lost its accreditation, most of its experienced staff, and four facility directors in just a couple years under Republican leadership. The exploration for a new site in Billings surprised many people, including local officials from Billings and the surrounding Yellowstone County. Some later recounted that state envoys wouldn't definitively say what kind of mental health facility they wanted to build, how big it needed to be, or how many people it would serve. Billings City Council member Mike Boyette said, "It's pretty bizarre." Boyette was one of the local critics who urged the state to pump the brakes on even discussing a new facility. While Billings is the state's largest city, officials like Boyette say their services are stretched thin and recruiting new healthcare workers is difficult. The din of criticism and confusion appeared to make an impact. As of August 20th, members of the governor-appointed Board of Investments decided to pause deliberations on the site location and building specifics until they could get clarity from the Department of Public Health and Human Services about what kind of facility exactly the board is being asked to invest in and where. Board of Investments Executive Director Dan Villa said in the board meeting, "We are not in the mental health business or the behavioral health business, so we need to hear from them. Where is your need geographically? Where is the population to be served? And what population will be served? They give us that, then we can get going." The idea and money for the new facility can be traced back to a bill passed by the legislature this year. Lawmakers made a late-stage addition to a large infrastructure bill that added $26.5 million for the purposes of building a behavioral health facility. But there was no information on the facility itself, its location, or the population it would serve. Members of the Board of Investments at the most recent meeting expressed similar perplexity about what the legislature and the state health department aimed to build, and how Villa became involved in the Billings brouhaha. One board member, Cindy Yunkin, said, "I think that the cart is way before the horse, number one. And number two, we are not the policymakers here with what this facility is supposed to look like," Yunkin said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.